Hey guys, Jordan here. We're getting ready to jump back into this conversation between me and Tony Gregory all about the Fantastic Four.
Well, so that's Reed and Sue. But the other members of the Fantastic Four also have some very storied and interesting relationships. I think we should obviously start with Johnny, because Johnny's in a weird situation because he's the youngest member of the Fantastic Four, and I've never quite. I mean, so all right, let's speculate. Reed and Sue, probably in their mid 30s to late to early 40s, right? You would estimate.
Sure. That's fair.
Ben, probably.
Probably.
Around the same age. He could be a little younger, but I mean, he's not like.
Not Reed's age, though.
Yeah. So let's say he's about, you know, solidly like 33 to 35 or something like that. Johnny is like in his mid 20s, early, like late 20s.
Yeah, maybe.
I think something like that. So. Yeah, so he's solidly the youngest member of the group, if you take away the kids, and is perennially like the singular, because the thing is single, but it's kind of like it's his burden and his curse, and he's, yeah, you know, he's
himself too. I mean, he was gonna get married, and he didn't marry a woman just because he didn't want her to deal with, you know, being married to him.
And I have thoughts about that. We'll talk about that in a
little bit. Yeah, I kind of was like, that's kind of, I mean, that's, A, that you're taking away her choice.
Right.
Right? And B, like, you're going to leave somebody because you're going to say they shouldn't be with you, who wants to be with you, and then you're going to sit around and bitch and complain and mope alone. Like, I know that's like, you're doing it to yourself, my guy. Like, you can't.
Well, that's. All right, let's pivot into that real quick, because I think there's a way that we can pivot out of that back into Johnny, because there's some scandalous shared relationship stuff going on between the thing and Johnny. But so what we're talking about, for people who don't know, is there is a period where the thing was getting ready. He was dating this woman, Debbie Green, who was a school teacher. And he like met her, I think, when he came into her class to kind of do a, you know, I'm a superhero speech for the kids. And like, you know, they started dating, and, you know, after a while, you know, it got to the point where he had proposed to her and they were going to get married. And, you know, it was different from, obviously, the last woman he was with was Alicia Masters, who was at once a blind, be a sculptor. So they kind of had a weird, like, she liked to like touch him kind of dynamic, you know what I mean? Like, it was something was a little weird there, and was also the daughter of like a supervillain. So I mean, it was like a triple threat kind of situation going on with them. But this woman was just a regular woman. She was just a school teacher. She wasn't blind. There wasn't anything, you know, like that going on. Like, she knew exactly who the thing was. And you know, they had obviously gotten to the point where they're about to get married. And as Tony's saying, like, right when they're about to, you know, go through with the ceremony, you know, the thing kind of calls it off because he's afraid that, you know, she's going to get caught up in some, superhero bullshit. And like, there's a panel in the comic where, you know, like, the thing has gone to a bar. I don't even know if it's across the street or it's somewhere nearby. He's gone to this bar and he's alone. And and so his then fiance, you know, literally about to be wife, you know, kind of comes in and finds him. And, you know, he makes a gesture over to, you know, the Hulk, Bruce Banner, you know, Peter Parker, who else? Daredevil, Matt Murdock, and Namor. And it's kind of like, you know, cause she's making that argument that Tony was just making, and that, you know, this is my choice and I want to be with you. And like, I fully understand what I'm getting into, and, you know, I still want that, you know, she was like, I'm the one who's going to have to, you know, wait around while you go off on these adventures and wondering if you're going to come home. And, you know, the thing kind of gestures over to them, and he was like, But that's the thing. Like, I always come home, you know, their girlfriends didn't. And like, I don't know if I'm strong enough like them to be able to handle, you know, if something happened to you because of me, right?
Yeah.
From my perspective, one, I mean, again, look, like you're saying, she's making that choice and decision. So to not even give that a chance, I feel like is a very strange choice, just because you're, I mean, again, from the thing's perspective, it's not even like he'll never find anybody else in the world that would ever consider being with him or putting up with his shit. Like, there's, I mean, it's not like it's impossible, you know, whether it's, you know, another kind of civilian character or another superhero. But when you're the thing, right, and you find a woman who is saying, I love you, right, I'm prepared to marry you and spend the rest of my life with you and be with you, and no matter what happens, you know, like, to throw that away because you, A, like, quasi feel sorry for yourself, and then also want to, like, kind of almost like a white knight her in a way where you're like, you know, I'm doing the honorable chivalrous thing here by, you know, sparing you the danger of my life and, like, you know, all this stuff. Like, she could get in a car crash. She yeah. could slip getting out of the shower. She could come down with a, you know, life-threatening illness. She could be in a plane crash. You know what I mean? Like, literally anything could happen to her. I mean, that you're talking about the same, right?
He's not gonna be like, oh, you have breast cancer. Oh, why? Was it because you were a superhero? No. Like, wow. Also,
so
like, he also like deals with danger daily to protect. Like, he deals with like things that could destroy the universe.
Yeah.
Right. So he knows that she could die by like a extinction level event.
Sure.
At any moment, because he sees it all the time. So the fact that he's scared that she could get hurt by being with him, she's just in danger all the time anyway, because the more.
Well, right. So, I mean, again, she lives in Marvel Universe, New York.
Yeah.
Shit's going down all the time.
It's leveled and rebuilt weekly. Like,
so for him to be like, yeah, but like me specifically, that's what's really going to get you caught up in some shit. Yeah. It's like, she just leaving the house.
Schools are dangerous these days.
Right. You know, there's all kinds of things that could happen. So it's to me, I was kind of like, I understood on some level, obviously, what they're getting at in terms of the thing's character and his history and all that stuff. But like some people have said, you know, after reading that issue, it's like, if there's anybody who deserves some happiness, it's Ben Grimm. Like, I think he's been through enough shit where, you know, out of all the dudes, you know, specifically on the Fantastic Four, but also just in Marvel in general, like, he's a dude who kind of like, he needs a win. Like, he needs, you know, some happiness and some love and some security in his life, or, you know,
with some like a partner or somebody to like share your life with.
Right. So like, I'm all for that happening for him, but, you know, like, I think that's one of the things, is that people, you know, look at him like they look at certain characters like Daredevil, like Batman, like the Punisher, where it's like, you know, the Hulk, you know, like, part of his character is that he is, you know, in some way cursed to be
the Earth X version. Have you ever read Earth X?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like an Elseworld book.
Yeah.
Basically, if I remember correctly, I have it on my shelf. I won't pull it out. But basically, he ends up with another, like, a thing woman. I don't remember. It might be an existing character who developed thing powers. But basically, like, he ends up with this thing woman, and they have thing kids. And, like, in the story, Reed is, like, older, and he wears the doom suit all the time, and he walks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he finds Ben again, and they go about an adventure. But basically, like, it was the happiest Ben Grimm I've ever seen, where he's actually like, he has a family. And
did he have thing, like, thing babies? Were they like little things?
Kids, and they're like, things.
You know, but you know what's crazy though? again, the entire premise of the Fantastic Four, right, with all this time travel, time displaced, multi-dimensional, universal, they never found a female thing. Like, never, like, in all of their adventures, there was never a woman version, like, not a woman version of Ben Grimm, because that's weird. I mean, maybe not as weird as some of the shit that they've done, but
I'll shelf and show it to you. Because
well, I mean, but there was never just a woman somewhere in the totality of all the places that they visited who was just also a rock woman. Like,
well, did his cousin get the powers too for a while when he was normal in like the '80s?
Yeah,
yeah. What was her name? I forget her name, but she was, there was a female thing for a while.
There was what's her name? Like, I think it was Deborah Darling, who was like a pop star who got, she, but she was in like a thing suit.
No, there's an actual, like, for a while there, like, cause he was regular human Ben Grimm for a while.
Right.
I think it was like after Secret Wars, maybe. I don't
remember. Maybe.
Yeah. Cause I remember in Secret Wars. Well, actually in Secret Wars, they all like fulfilled their, like, their deepest fantasies.
So, right.
Graham went back in the original Secret Wars, not the ones from the '80s. Like, Ben Grimm basically made himself human again, and first thing Doom did when he got the Beyonder's powers was fix his face.
Right. Well, so let's talk about Secret Wars for a second though, because going back to one of the earlier and most, you know, known and lasting relationships for the thing was Alicia Masters, who was a blind sculptor who fell in love with Ben Grimm, aka the Thing, and you know, she was also kind of played as this damsel in distress character, but then also was responsible for, you know, the Silver Surfer deciding to help Earth and turn on Galactus. Like, she convinced him to do that. But then again, this is almost quintessential Fantastic Four fuckery, in that Ben is part of Secret Wars and he goes off and fights all that stuff, and then he gets kind of lost and dispersed in the universe. And so while that's happening, you know, Alicia and the rest of the Fantastic Four are kind of like, I guess Ben's not coming back. And then Johnny's like, hey, you're kind of hot. And then...
yeah. And there's always a movie in the Marvel Universe that I can be with, but...
So they start going out. And then Ben comes back, and he's kind of like, oh, okay. I guess I'll go over here in the corner now while you guys do whatever.
the thing that I never do.
Well, again, talking about those dynamics, like,
wasn't that what he says this when he backs away? He's like, well, Johnny could be the man that I can never be,
right?
To, like,
insinuating, yeah. but it's all, cause, but again, it's crazy to think. I mean, from my understanding, did she move into the Baxter Building? I mean, was his ex-girlfriend living in the same house?
Yeah, after he left, apparently she stayed. Walking around, not found her own place.
That's so weird. That's so weird.
It's not like they had kids, so it wasn't like a situation where you're like, well, you know, we're not together, but, you know, we have children together and we're a family still, you know.
Right.
Reason to still live in the same building, like, you know, even though we don't, like, you know, if I was married or was with somebody and we had children and we lived in a big huge house, like, if they needed, you know, you would never kick the mother of your children out of your house,
right?
Even together romantically, but you still need a place to live, you know,
like, right?
But if a relationship ends, no, it's
somebody's got to leave, right?
Yeah. Can't be happening. Like, I've been in that situation before, like, where it's like, listen, like, I know you left your couch is in the living room, and that doesn't mean that we need to be in the same place. One of us has to go, and you probably should leave and take your couch with you.
God, so not only is that happening, But then Johnny's like, you know what? I like you so much. We should get married. And so they get engaged, and Ben, miserable Ben, is the best man at Johnny's wedding to his ex-girlfriend, who has lived in the same house with him for now, I don't know how long. But then turns out actually not the same woman because she's a Skrull.
And they had a kid. It wasn't even a kid. It was like an implanted weapon. Like, it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't even like, oh, I had this alien baby with this Skrull woman. We're like, well, it's still my kid. Like, no, it's not even really your kid. It's just like a weapon planted in this woman. It's not even about, like, but you know, that doesn't, and then the way we really, like, it's just screwed up to me is that. Like the excuses or the rationale is like, well, it really wasn't her, so Johnny didn't, you know, hook up with and marry Ben's ex, so it's all good. But no, he thought it was. Johnny's motivation was Johnny's motivation. Like Johnny said, "Fuck you, Ben Grimm." You
Which, I
know.
mean, yeah, so, and that's the weird thing, because then they try to bring Alicia back in, and they're like, oh, guess what? Like, it wasn't her, so now you and Ben can get back together, because like she was in like some weird stasis or something. Like, she didn't remember any, like, obviously that wasn't her with Johnny, but like, she doesn't remember anything past like Ben going to space for Secret Wars. And then it's for her, it was almost like Ben went to space for Secret Wars, Ben's back. You know what I mean? And like, so now she...
An alien cocoon for like
Right.
a what? Never mind.
You know.
Reed, do that thing with her brain that you did it before.
So now it's some weird shit where it's like she's thrown into the middle of this feud between these two men that she has no idea what's happening, but is now just kind of like, I love Ben. Like, I don't, what's going on?
And did they ever address like Johnny when she came back? Like
I
Johnny
think.
like trying to make it like make time with her when, you know.
I think they did. But it was also like Johnny A was still kind of like all freaked out by everything that had happened.
Yeah, well,
And right. And then B, like Johnny, just like, I think he was just like, well, more women. Like, I'm just gonna move on and like
I'm just a egotistical kid. Who's next, Medusa? Who you
Right.
got? Like,
So
my girl, come
well,
here.
so 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 here so let's talk about Johnny, because here's the thing. So Johnny, strangely enough, even though he's looked at as the bachelor of the Fantastic Four, came into the Fantastic Four with a girlfriend already, and she was basically just like arm candy. Like, she didn't say anything. She was often just referred to and not shown in the comic. And then when he sees Crystal from the Inhumans, who is Medusa's sister, and all that stuff, he's like, yo, and these are her, this is his words, she makes my girlfriend look like a boy. Yes. And then
What
a
year was
meet I don't
16?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I had to be.
And so like, and this is literally on site. Like, he has just seen her in the street. And so he's like, I know it would be unfaithful to like chase her, but then he does it anyways. And like, and then so like, his original girlfriend is just gone. Like, she's not, they don't mention her anymore. Like, she's gone, and to never be heard from again. And then so he gets into
Probably made out. That's the possible thing that could have happened to her. Like honestly, like from that point on, my fanfic is that woman had an amazing life.
I mean, yeah, she definitely like probably just went on to just live her best life without Johnny, because
Exploring relationships and life and education and
right.
career and whatever. Without having to deal with this emotional way,
Right.
ball and chain.
So they write Johnny and Crystal of the Inhumans as this kind of Romeo and Juliet-esque relationship where she can't interact with humans because it's against Inhuman code. Like, she'll be thrown out of the Inhumans if she, like, you know, is with Johnny. And, like, Johnny's just like, fuck that. Like, just, you're hot, basically, and, like, I want to be with you, so, like, you know, I don't care what your family says. You know, and Crystal's kind of rebellious, so, like, they kind of go back and forth, and ultimately, like, it's decided between the Inhumans and the Fantastic Four that, you know, this relationship can continue and all that stuff. And then Crystal becomes a part of the Fantastic Four for a while, I think, when Sue is out of the picture. And then through this whole relationship, it's just kind of this weird thing where, like, Johnny is, like, trying to get her to leave her family over and over again, but then will leave her over and over again to go do Fantastic Four shit, and then we'll come back and she'll be like, next time I get to go with you, and he's like, yeah, sure, whatever, and then, like, to continue, and then just leaves again. And then she leaves multiple times to go be with the Inhuman family. She's got to go do stuff. And it just turns into this weird, you know, back and forth relationship where, like, you know, I think a lot of people look at that relationship and think, you know, Crystal got done wrong by Johnny, and Johnny was an emotional child throughout the whole thing. And that's probably true on a lot of levels, but they were also just probably not good for each other.
No, didn't she eventually leave because of, like, Earth was polluted and
yeah,
be on Earth. Yeah, so, I mean, if their Earthlings are polluted, if we're polluted, she can handle our germs. I mean, just being with Johnny probably got her sick, right? He's a human, and then he's also, like, slept with a million people, so he's probably got something going on.
Probably, because, I mean, this is, and you saw this on his Wikipedia page, is that Johnny Storm is known for having relations with civilians. Is that how it was phrased?
Yes. And civilians.
So, yeah, Johnny's basically, I mean, again, so, I mean, he's a youngish single dude, famous single dude in New York, who's kind of playing the field and trying to live his life, you know, in the way that he wants to do it. But then he's also kind of, like, you know, at the height of everybody else's relationships, you know, Alicia and the Thing and Reed and Sue, he's kind of like, oh, you know, everybody else has somebody, like, I want to have somebody. But then he also, like, just can't keep his shit together.
No, because he's hooked up with everybody.
Right.
Medusa, hooked up, I mean, it's,
right.
Can't slow it down.
No. And it's kind of the weird, I mean, it's the weird thing with him where, I mean, he is kind of a classic fuckboy stereotype where, like, he wants women to, like, be with him, and, like, he goes into every relationship like, yeah, baby, you're the one, like, you and me, like, we're gonna, like, be together forever, and, like, I've never loved anybody like I love you. And then, like, a few months later, he's kind of like, yeah, but
he died when he was young, and he never loved his mom.
That's, yeah, he had, I mean, he had Sue, who I guess, you know, was dealing with her own shit.
Yeah, like a mother, you know, like, you know,
right.
She passed away when he was young and grew up with an alcoholic dad and foster care with his sister and grew up and has horrible relationships with women.
Yeah, well, again, it sounds like all of the Fantastic Four just need to go into therapy.
Yeah.
And
then when it was written, like, when it was created, it was really kind of like for its time to come up with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Add those sorts of layers, like, yeah, they, you know, they, whether they intentionally did it, I'm sure they did, they create these characters who have, you know, a messed up situation with their parents, and then that develops as they get older, like, shapes their relationships. And they did that, they even did that back, we were doing that back in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah. So would you say that the Fantastic Four are just inherently damaged people then, and that reflects their relationships?
I mean, they're right. they're family, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Going about my family, and, you know, like, they don't have any Skrull babies, but they definitely have, like, definitely a lot of skeletons in our closets, and, like, a lot of
right.
Siblings doing this because of this, you know. So yeah, it's relatable.
Definitely. I'm trying to think. Well, so the last Johnny Storm note, I think I have. You know, so he has got a long list, but you know, there's Crystal, and then I think the Skrull woman was like Lydia, I believe. So it's, I mean, I don't know if you even count Alicia as a relationship since it was never really her, but I mean, you can kind of throw in there.
I think you should, from the point perspective of like Johnny meant to hook up with his best friend's ex. So that in that sense, that was Alicia. So
Right.
Johnny intended to do that, knowing, or in his mind, thinking was what, in full realization of what he was doing.
Right.
Yeah. So
And
whether that was a scroll or not, it's inconsequential.
that's true.
Was Frank Array was a name that came up. And I guess she became a herald of Galactus.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting. Like Johnny got left for Galactus, basically.
Right.
There's always a bigger fish. He's like, I'm Johnny Storm. I'm the Fantastic Four. I'm famous. I'm handsome. He's like, yeah, but this guy eats plants, dude. Like,
Yeah, I'm gonna go over here now. This is
cosmic. I don't really care about your silly little like full nova, supernova bullshit.
right.
Like, I'm paracosmic and I want to watch this dude eat planets because it turns me on.
Or again, even rather like I would rather do this than to continue this relationship.
I'd rather be the harbinger for a destruction of the entire planet than deal with your fucking bullshit.
So
I'd
there's
rather be the bearer of the worst news ever. I'd rather deal with that every day or once a week, or every day, once a week, every week for the rest of my life. I will live forever because I'm living in the paracosmic.
Right.
The one I'm the herald to Galactus. I'd rather be that guy, that or that woman, that person, than like have to listen to you talk about yourself. That in office.
So then after that,
Dying never get old, but Johnny Storm stories about Johnny Storm definitely.
I'm sure in some region of the Marvel Universe, there's a Johnny Storm support group of women who've had to endure like his shit, and they're just like, yeah, can you believe, did he tell you this story? You know, how many times did you hear this one?
I get it. Your best friends with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh
Okay.
yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. You died, you came back. Great.
Used to be an android. I bet he was more interesting than you.
So then after that, you know, it was brief, but it was interesting because it was a play on the Sue Namor relationship where he hooked up with Namorita, who is
Is another word for she's a drink that you find getting tattooed.
But I mean, again, it's I don't know if it was intentionally supposed to be the relationship that never could be, you know, in a way, just kind of playing off of that. There are also, you know, the fire and water aspects of it. And you know, they kind of, you know, had their fling for a little bit. But again, it's interesting in all of these relationships, Johnny's the one that gets dumped. Like Johnny doesn't do the dumping. Like these women dump Johnny to go be the Herald of Galactus, or to just leave the pollution of Earth, or whatever other reason they can come up with to get out of this relationship.
Scroll.
Actually, I'm a Skrull. Sorry, bruh.
That hurts significantly less than the Herald of the Galactus.
Like, can you imagine if that she was just like, that was just like her ultimate trump card? Like she's just been holding on to that for so long, and then finally she was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm a Skrull, okay, and this is like this has gone on long enough.
I actually love you. Like, the only type of being that can put up with your bullshit is a Skrull. We're used to just being around douchebag people. You fit right in. Are you sure you're not a Skrull, Johnny Storm?
Maybe secretly, who knows? But then, so his latest relationship is, I mean, and this, I mean, again, this is where
So you're gonna have to enlighten me.
Yeah, well, he finally got around to Medusa. So not only is Johnny Storm the guy who dated his best friend's ex, he's also the guy that dated his ex's sister. So that's two strikes against Johnny. I mean, I guess he might as well just find, just like, he's got to just go for Aunt May next, I guess. I mean, that's fine. That's the trifecta. Is
Black Bolt during this?
Black Bolt, like, it was a weird, yeah, it was. So like, there's a bunch of weird Inhuman stuff that was going on at the time, and basically what happened was, due to the events of this thing with Thanos called Infinity, Black Bolt, somewhat manipulated by Maximus, but also kind of like in cahoots with Maximus, crashes Adelon into, I guess, the Manhattan Harbor. Like, he just into some river, I think maybe the East River, and so like, he's kind of exiled in a way. Like, he kind of fakes his own death and then like comes back. So he's running this weird like Inhumans bar, like this speakeasy almost, like called the Quiet Room. And like, he's kind of like, but him and Medusa are kind of like separated, because Medusa obviously was not in on this crashing of their home into a river, and is kind of like taken over as the ruler, the sole ruler of the Inhumans Empire, while Black Bolt's kind of on the out. So Black Bolt is still around.
He's just on his like little spirit, his vision quest or whatever.
Kind of, yeah. Like, I mean, he's they're both kind of finding themselves in a way. They're on a break, right?
Who comes knocking?
John, and then Johnny's like, huh, well, because John, and then Johnny's in this weird place where, you know, it's after the latest Secret Wars. And so, it's written, it was always written to me in a weird way where, like, everybody basically, I don't know if they forgot about the Fantastic Four, but, like, the Fantastic Four just weren't an integral part of the Marvel Universe in the same way. But like, the Thing is still around and Johnny Storm is still around, but Reed, Sue, and the kids are off basically recreating the rest of the universe after, you know, the events of the end of Secret War. So Johnny goes to just join the Inhumans because they're the only other kind of family situation ship he knows. And while he's there, he's kind of like, hey, Medusa, you're single, I'm single, like, maybe we should do this.
Like, I got nothing else going on.
Right.
Do this for a while. Give me my fuckboy for a while.
Right.
Back, and then I'll just probably get rid of you.
Right. So, you know, again, I mean, that relationship eventually ended just because it was too weird for everybody involved. But, like, again, it's just kind of like, there's something to be said if it was like, okay, like, Johnny found himself in just a very weird situation. Things happen. Passions heat up, pun intended, you know, all that stuff. Like,
it happens.
But in both of these instances, Johnny Storm instigated these, were like, he sought, yeah, both of those relationships.
The intent was there.
Right.
Was like, he's like, oh, there's a picnic, and you humans are having a picnic at the Civic Center. And he goes over there and he's hanging out with Medusa, and one thing led to another.
Yeah.
Going over there to knock boots because
right
into her hair, and also like, I can have something on Black Bolt when he comes back.
I know. Well, then, yeah, and then, you know, I mean, Black Bolt came back eventually, but it was kind of like a weird.
He did not even find out.
No, he. I mean, he knew about it.
Oh, he did.
But yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I think he was kind of like, you know, he didn't want to. Like, he was like, I'm going to let Medusa do whatever she's going to, like, you know, she's doing what she's doing, I'm doing what I'm doing. But, you know, I mean, he, again, from Black Bolt's perspective, you're like, damn, like, you couldn't get Captain America, you couldn't get, like, you know
what I mean? Like, really?
Johnny? All right.
But then again, I guess it's like, you know, like she probably knew that this is just a fling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, why you don't fling with Captain America?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, if you know, fuck, marry, kill, marry Captain America. You kill Johnny Storm down. Kill the Wop doll, or I don't.
So yeah, I mean I
I
think
mean, Captain America doesn't fling. I can't imagine Captain America.
nah, yeah, he's too old fashioned for, I mean, you know, even, you know, him and Sharon have been a thing for so long that I think that they, you know, no matter what, I think that's kind of his main,
Yeah.
he's kind of all or nothing kind of dude.
Yeah, he's passionate. He's like, he's all in it. He's not
Nah.
romances. He's
Yeah.
like, he loves America so much.
Yeah, Cap's. I can't imagine Cap is on Tinder or anything like that. Like, I think he's like, if I meet him at church, you know,
Yeah,
maybe.
he's trying to set my buddy, and he's like, no, he's just, you know, she's a really nice woman. You know, to
Yeah.
make Cap, he's like, I don't know if that's appropriate. Like,
That's going to do it for us this week on Stargo After Dark. Thanks again to my guest, Tony Gregory. Definitely check out his newest book called Deuce of Hearts. It's out from Vault Comics, written by Ricardo Moe, drawn by Tony. It's the kind of book we love here at Stargo After Dark. It's all about romance and love. So be on the lookout for that wherever good comics are sold. Next week, check back for our last episode of season one with my guest, Rain Coleman, podcaster extraordinaire. We're going to talk all about love triangles and comics. And I'll talk a little bit more after that about the future of Stark After Dark. We're going to be back. I'm just taking a little break so I can record more episodes. But if you want to get in contact with me, you can reach out at starkafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also get in touch at jrsosa18 on Twitter. But like I said, that's it for this week. Check back next week. See ya.